From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Europe seeks order out of chaos amid an ongoing migrant crisis. European officials are seeking solutions to a flood of hundreds of thousands of refugees and economic migrants flooding the continent from South Asia, Africa, and the Middle East. Hundreds reportedly tried to reach Britain from France overnight via high-speed rail. Hundreds more were kept out of Hungary's main train station in Budapest for a second day in their bid to reach Germany. Hungarian government spokesman Zoltán Kovács says law and order must be reestablished.
Without discipline, that is, being able to defend, protect the European borders, put the discipline into the flood of illegal migrants and channel them to the official border crossing points, we will not be able to handle their influx. The European Union, including Hungary, should regain its ability to differentiate between refugees proper and economic migrants.
More than 332,000 migrants have arrived this year so far. More are seeking asylum every day. While many Africans are also trying to reach Europe, the International Organization for Migration says most are ending up staying in Africa but seeking better economic opportunities elsewhere. Michelle Bombassi, an IOM regional migrant assistance specialist, says security concerns pose a challenge for many of them.
Migration is part of the tradition of the culture of the region and plays a major role in the economy within the region. But we also have to mention that in very specific areas, which are, for instance, affected by terrorism or by security threat of different kinds, the presence of large numbers of migrants, sometimes undocumented, is a concern for many governments.
Anti-migrant riots broke out earlier this year in South Africa. This is VOA News. Chinese President Xi Jinping presided over a massive military parade in Beijing Thursday, marking the end of the Second World War. Japan officially surrendered to Allied forces September 2, 1945. VOA's Bill Eide in Beijing says the parade had nationalistic overtones.
The government has been focusing on how this is about remembering history, promoting the importance of peace, but at the same time, it's a rally cry for the nation, and China is trying to promote nationalism at a time when things are becoming very difficult for the country. Its economy is slowing, and there are a lot more challenges now that China is facing, and it does appear that part of this is a distraction of sorts from those problems.
Before the parade, President Xi Jinping announced that 300,000 troops would be cut from the People's Liberation Army. He calls it a gesture toward peace. Chinese markets were closed for the public holiday today. Other Asian markets gained ground after a week of volatility over China's weakening economy. In New York Wednesday, the benchmark Dow Jones average gained nearly 300 points. Meanwhile, the International Monetary Fund has warned that uncertainty about the markets and China could impact global growth. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry Wednesday appealed to the American public for support of the Iran nuclear deal.
We made clear from the outset that we would not settle for anything less than an agreement that was comprehensive, verifiable, effective, and of lasting duration.
Mr. Kerry spoke Wednesday in Philadelphia as Congress prepares to vote later this month on the matter. In Washington Wednesday, a Democratic senator said she would back the deal, becoming the 34th senator to do so, and ensuring a presidential veto of a measure rejecting the deal could be sustained, at least in the U.S. Senate. In Nigeria, at least 24 people were killed late Tuesday by armed assailants on horseback in villages in the country's northeast. Although there was no immediate claim of responsibility, militants from the Islamist insurgency Boko Haram are suspected. In Yemen, at least 28 people were killed, dozens more wounded Wednesday in a suicide bombing attack on a mosque in the capital Sana'a claimed by Islamic State militants. The IS group is known to have targeted sites controlled by the Shia Houthi rebels, who are considered heretics. Meanwhile, the International Red Cross says two of its workers were killed in northern Yemen by an unknown assailant. The government of the Democratic Republic of Congo has banned a documentary by a Congolese doctor who has treated thousands of women raped during the country's conflicts. A government spokesman said the film intends to sully and harm the image of the DRC army, and no country would tolerate that. Dr. Dennis Mukwege founded the Panzi Hospital in Bakavu in South Kivu Province in 1999. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.